Good morning, everyone. Now, you're all wondering, is he going to try stepping up there, or is he going to walk around to the stairs? And everybody that knows me says, walk around to the stairs. I'm going to be defiant. I'm feeling pretty good about that. Wait. Well, it's so nice to have everybody here. In the prayer time today, I got thinking about something. I'll show you a picture. And I'm doing it this way on purpose because there's no way you can see it. Apparently I can't see it either. It didn't come through. So we can get rid of that real easy. Last night, I had the opportunity. I attended the Saanich Police 1 millionth mess dinner. I don't know how many it was. It was like 186 years that they've been going. But last night, I was able to attend this mess dinner, and I really wanted to show you how I can get dressed up. I mean, I look like a penguin. It was really quite impressive. And you're not allowed to see Jane. However, it was interesting. We're going to be talking about collaboration. And Jaden, if you could do the This Is Us bit. Thank you. This is our final core value that we're going to be looking at and talking about today. And it's based on collaboration. And Adam Palmer, does anybody know that name? So you have to be running in the right or wrong circles, I guess. Adam Palmer is the chief of police for the Vancouver Police Department. And he came as a guest speaker last night to talk to a group of police officers that were at the mess dinner, including one fella. He had to do a toast to the chief. He didn't even have a uniform yet. The chief had just given him his badge the day before. So you talk about getting a junior member to be toasting the chief, the poor kid. Oh my goodness. He was shaking and he's holding up this little glass and he didn't know what to say. It was actually quite funny if you're on this end of it. But Chief Palmer stated something that I found very interesting. He's a very eloquent speaker, very good for the crowd that he was speaking to. And he talked about how whether this young fellow that had just come out of, I think it was class 173, and then he was talking, that was on this side. There's three rows of tables, and this side was semi-normal people, and this side was really old people. You can guess where I was sitting. But he was talking about what it's like being in policing. And he said that it didn't matter whether you were in a unit and somebody else was in a different unit. If you needed help, it didn't matter. They came. It didn't matter if you were in a different department. And Vancouver's a lot like here. We have our 13 municipalities. One time, I policed for 30 years. One time I called for backup because I thought I was about to get my backside kicked around the block. And no reflection at all. I can say this because she's not here, Rose. I was working with Danny. So I'm sure that's not why I felt like I was going to get beat up. But I could hear sirens immediately. They have a code for calling for backup, and I didn't use that. I just got on the air, and I said, hey, let's get somebody here real quick. And all of a sudden, I could hear sirens. Turns out, Victoria came. They didn't care I was working in Saanich. They heard that a police officer needed help, so they came. And he went on to talk about how it doesn't matter if you're in Saskatchewan and you're driving on holidays, you're going to go and see the Great Plains of Saskatchewan. And how if you're driving along the road as a police officer, everybody's looking at, oh, why has that cop got those people stopped? They're all looking. I mean, think about that. You can nod and go, yeah, I've done that. And he said, but if a police officer drives by, he's going, is that person okay? And it dawned on me this morning, that is a whole area of collaboration. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter who you are. It's because you belong to something. So today, that's what we're going to be talking about. It's the last in our series. The ones that we've looked at before are being spiritual environmentalists. How do we bring our spiritual world into the environment around us? Who are we? How do we make that present itself? The second thing was prayer being our lifeline. Disciple making being our mission. And remember, we get to blame you for this, because this is what we put out to the congregation, to the groups, and about 66% of you or so were responsible for these. Community involvement and impact, authentic worship, having an unwavering commitment to mission, and now to collaboration. So if we could look at the next slide there, buddy. Can I call Jaden buddy? He happens to be my buddy. We value purposeful partnerships. This is the actual vision statement that we have, okay? So it says, we value purposeful partnerships, believing collaboration strengthens our ability to achieve kingdom outcomes. Together, we multiply our impact for Christ. I got to tell you, if we go back to what I started with, when I called for help, Danny and I were there, and there was about 70 people that were not necessarily happy that we'd showed up. And I had about five or six people right surrounding me, and one person was actually reaching for my weapon. And it kind of got your attention, right? But when you think about it, we multiply our impact for Christ. When I heard the sirens come and all of a sudden blue uniforms show up everywhere, that multiplied our impact on that situation. What a picture that is. I mean, you're taking something that happens on a regular daily basis, but that is, in fact, a picture of what we as a church need to do, need to be. We need to collaborate and have that multiplication happen with those around us. We can make an impact. Doing that on my own wasn't going to work. Doing that with Danny wasn't going to work. But when we multiplied it, all of a sudden, things changed. So, slide three, I don't know. Oh, there it is. Good. Collaboration is this is a definition of it for me. Collaboration is a partnership, a union, the act of producing or making something together. You know what you can't do? You can't collaborate with yourself. I guess if you do, you're going to win on that, but you can't collaborate with yourself. It is a union. It has to be more than that one person. Collaboration can take place between two people or many people. They can be total strangers, or they can be best friends. That night when I called for help, I could have cared less if I knew these people and if they were my best friends. I just wanted them to be big and strong. It seemed like that would have been the good thing for me at that particular moment. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 12, We're going to be looking at this passage of Scripture, and I think that's on the next slide. We're going to be looking at this passage of Scripture as a form of collaboration. So the first part of collaboration, the union, the act of producing or making something together. I'm not sure if you can read up there, but I'm going to read it with you. Two people are better off than one. They can help each other succeed. If one falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in trouble. There's a pause here at this point because I was expecting Jane to jump up and go, let me tell you, I took our dog out for a walk late at night in the dark. Didn't have my phone or anything. Not too far from the house, thankfully. And the dog's eyes are way better than mine. I went down like I'd been shot. Right over a boulder. Down I went, and everything in me. I couldn't move. So now I'm thinking, okay, how do I get out of this? My watch can send a text message if you're close enough to the phone, and apparently I was right on the border. So this is what the text said as I'm speaking into my watch. Jane, I've fallen. I bounced. She really liked the bounce part. And I can't get up. And I couldn't. There I am. The dog's licking my face. I'm hurting too much to even swat her away, like stop it. And I am flat out. So she comes to my rescue. Not with a flashlight, of course. So now she's out in the dark going, where are you? I'm down here. So finally, she came to my rescue, and I think I'd still be there. That was about 4 months ago. I think I'd still be there if it wasn't for the fact that my watch was able to send a little message away. The Bible says that when someone falls alone, they can be in real trouble. But if you've got somebody with you, you're going to be okay. It goes on, likewise, two people lying close together keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated. But two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. That reminded me of Claudio's message when he was talking about the rebuilding of the wall and the people that were against that, and what did they do? One worked and the other one stood guard. The worker was safe. He was able to concentrate on what he was doing. If we collaborate together, we can concentrate on kingdom thinking. We're living today in a very unique environment. Years ago, my grandmother used to set a plate at the dining room table every night in case somebody, she lived in a small town out in Alberta, in the prairies, but she would set a plate. I remember my dad telling me this. He didn't know that anybody was coming or not, but she'd set a plate just in case somebody came and needed something. Today, I happen to know the neighbors by name. I don't think I would, would they just walk in and say, hey, I need a bite to eat? Maybe. I'm not sure my response, but hopefully it'd be the right one. But we have to. It's a different world today. I'm not saying that's a better thing, by the way. If you're thinking that, that's not what I'm saying. Today, we may not even know who our neighbors are. We live in a day and age of isolation and of loneliness. There are people all around us, and yet sometimes we pull back and try to do things on our own, or perhaps just hide. I have to read you something here. AI friend. Has anybody heard of an AI friend? So, here's an AI friend. It's a thing. And if you want, the AI friend can be your companion. You can get a necklace. And here's what happens. Meet your AI companion now. Enjoy all or AI-driven virtual relationships and real conversations. Another one has introducing the empathetic AI companion. It's there to help unpack relationships, challenges, work stress, sleep issues. I'm pretty sure that that's not what we're supposed to be doing. I'm pretty sure that if that's what's happening, then I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Because I'm supposed to collaborate with you. You're supposed to collaborate with me, and we're supposed to get going so that people don't have to listen to a necklace say, I really thought you had a great day today. I hope you're feeling good about that. I can't believe that. The fellow who made the friend, it's called the friend, it was said by one reporter, it says, come meet the Harvard dropout who made AI friend. He said it's like talking to God. I don't think he's ever talked to God. Because when we talk to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and a great God, it's not through a necklace and it's not in a funny voice or whatever it is. I don't know. I've not heard the friend. But it's a personal relationship. We look at this. Can you go to the next slide, Jaden? The Surgeon General, this is what got me thinking about this. Surgeon General says, in our era of isolation and loneliness, it is like smoking 15 cigarettes a day. That astounds me. It can increase the risk of premature death as much as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. We have to do something. I have to do something. In our life group, and I just saw Juanita looking at me like, you better use that word. I encourage everyone to use the word I, because that's where it's from, right? I can't make you, but I can make me. I better be doing something if people are running the risk of premature death, physical death, because they're lonely, because they have no place to go. Looking at the damage of that, it astounds me, and yet it's so simple to get into that situation. I went through a time not long ago where I was withdrawing very much, isolating myself very much from friends that I'd spend lots of time with. In my isolation, I was quite content. I didn't want to be involved in conversations at that time, and I met a lady who has now become a friend of mine. She's an occupational therapist, and she was tasked with working with me as an occupational therapist. And I said, this is going to be very easy for you. I'm retired. I don't have an occupation. So thanks so much. Let's go and have coffee. And the way she said it, she said, you know what? Let's look at it this way. How about if I work as your occupation is retired and I want to make it the best it can be? Okay, I'm going to listen. She gave me homework, and very much like I was when I was in school, I cheated. I reported back to her the next day, and I said, yep, did my homework. How was that? Oh, so good, you're right. I didn't. All she did for homework was, I want you to go and have coffee with one of your friends. Mm-hmm. I didn't do it. I was content being by myself. So not to be dissuaded, she said, okay, your homework next week is to go golfing with those friends. Said, okay, wait a minute, that's 4 hours. I went, and you know what? She was right. I was so much better off being out, being with people, hearing about their lives, hearing about what's going on. Collaboration is important. Collaboration can take place between two people, many people. If you were to look at slide 6, I think, Jaden, there it is. Collaboration is partnership. Collaboration is the union of the us's. Now, if you want your computer to speak back at you, just try and type in us's. This thing kept on, what's the matter with him? He's not very clever. But it's a union of us's. Remember, you can't collaborate with yourself. I can collaborate with Elias. I need his cooperation in that. But then we get, and we stretch it out, and we stretch it out, and we stretch it out. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, Then God looked over all that he had made and saw that it was very good. That's the end of the story. Following it up, in Genesis chapter 2, then Yahweh God said, it's not good for man to be alone. Therefore, I will fashion a suitable partner to help, to be his help and strength. We need to have people around us that are willing to be our help and our strength. We need people that are willing to be around us that aren't going to judge us, that we're going to stand alongside us, that are going to walk along. Does this sound like something that maybe we as Christians should be doing? Just a thought. We have to do that. We have to get out. We have to get going. That's what collaboration is. In slide 7, we get back to Ecclesiastes. For if they fall, and I won't go into that again, what helps when you fall? It depends on where you fall, for starters. We're starting a theme, and somebody said this earlier before church started. I think it was Marlene. And I'll use me as that guinea pig example again. If you fall, it depends where you are. I was able to get Jane, and she was able to get me up. I fell on December the 11th, 2023. And what happened was Jane couldn't help, nor could the people that were with me help, but a couple of real strong paramedics with a backboard, they helped. We need to be aware that people around us, everybody needs help at different times, don't they? Don't you? I do. Physically, case in point, about the falling, but if we have somebody with us, it makes all the difference in the world. For if they fall, that's talking about companionship. We need to have companionship. And then in verse 11, it says, how can one be warm alone? Collaboration leads to comfort too. You ever been with somebody that's a good close friend and poured out your heart, and they've said just the right word at the right time, or they've just been quiet, put a hand on your shoulder and said, you know what? God's got this. I'm saying these things because I really want us as a church to understand that as one of our core values, we believe in cooperation. But cooperation always has an end goal to it. It's not just so that I can feel better. It's so that I can get up off the ground when Jane's there. There's an end goal to that. I can lay there and she can be with me and she can tell me about how she was out shopping earlier in the day. And thanks. Any chance you could get me up? Because I really don't care so much right now about your shopping. If you show the next two slides in somewhat rapid succession, I collaborate with two friends and they collaborate with two friends. Does that sound like 2 weeks ago? Hair commercial, I told two friends, they told two friends, and so on, and so on, and we saw all the people with the beautiful hair in the ad, and yes, it wasn't for me, but this is what we need to do, just exactly as we go about disciple-making, the same way we go about disciple-making, we have to collaborate, because otherwise it becomes addition. I fell, Jane came and helped me. That was good for then. But if we collaborate, I fell at the golf course. Three people were there instantly, followed by a number of people from the golf course, followed by an ambulance. So all of a sudden, it wasn't just me laying on the rock. What are you smiling about? Somebody in the congregation had a thought now. So, according to you, because this is where it came from, you identified the importance of us being a body of believers that need purposeful partnerships. We need to understand that collaboration strengthens our ability, and if we do that, we can multiply our impact for Christ. That's what collaboration is. The next slide. There. Is collaboration important to God? Is it a biblical principle? What do you think? 1 Corinthians 12:27. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. All of us together are Christ's body, and individually, we become a part of it. We are collaborating into that position. In Psalms 133:1, how wonderful and pleasant it is when we live together in harmony. If anybody has brothers and sisters, that doesn't always happen. It's wonderful when it does. And then 1 Peter 4:10, God has given each of you, I like this verse, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Period. Leave it. Stop. Or does it say use them to serve one another? You have the gift. Otherwise, the Bible's lying. It's not lying. God has given us gifts for us to use them wisely. It's time to put the boots on the ground. It's important because God agrees with City Light Church that collaboration is something that's important. Harmony, working collaboratively together, is wonderful and pleasant. We have a task set out before us, and God has given us a gift that we have to use and serve. We see that in Peter. It's really quite simply put, we see a need and we get after it. Do we do that all the time? Do we do that any of the time? I'm sure we do, and I hope we do, and it's a challenge for us today to do. So we see a need, and we get after it. The thing is that because we are we still have an opportunity to pass on it, right? Not today. I'm a little tied up. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, it says, whatever your hand finds to do, whatever your hand finds to do, Do it with all your strength. For there is no work, planning, knowledge, or wisdom in the grave where you're headed. That sounds pretty ominous. But what you're saying is, my take on it, this is my my Bachelor of Biblical Studies. I'll stand here so you know it's important. To me, it means make hay while the sun shines. Right? I've got a limited amount of time, and I want to make hay while the sun shines. I want us to make hay while the sun shines. I don't know what God has in store for me as far as time, but I know that today I have time. And whatever my hand finds to do, the Bible tells me to do it. And not just do it, but do it with all my might. Can you think for a moment of examples of what needs may look like, where you might see a need? The amazing thing about this is that, and this is what is beautiful about the body of Christ and the body of City Light. You know, we're a small part of that, right? But the thing that's amazing about this is that you will have contact with people I will never ever meet. And I'll have contact with people you will never come across in your life. But that's being part of the body. And if this part of the body works at it with all their heart, with all their might, that's going to be a good thing. And then this part, because we're collaborating together to make something happen. Collaboration is about something happening. Do we see it? And I was thinking about this. I was thinking about our worship team. I was thinking about the sound people, the audiovisual people, the kitchen. And Elias said it in his prayer this morning. It just about knocked me over, buddy, when you said that, because he was talking about what takes place here for church to happen. Looks pretty fancy in here today, yeah? We had a bunch of people show up at the direction of Cheryl. They were all afraid of her and said, we'd like to help you or else. Not at all. It's people coming together to do something. This isn't about me accomplishing something. This is the body of Christ. Claudio preached again out of Nehemiah, and in chapter 2 of Nehemiah it says, the city officials did not know that I'd been out there or what I was doing, for I had not yet said anything to anyone about my plans. I had not yet spoken to the Jewish leaders, the priests, the nobles, the officials. Then it says, but now, I said to them, you know very well the trouble we are in. He made a declaration. He says, you know very well the trouble we're in. He goes on, he said, so let us build. He's still by himself at this point, right? He sees something. God has put it on his heart. He goes out, checks it out, tells the leaders of the day, we're in trouble here. You know that. So let's get after it. And this part I love. They replied at once, yes, let's rebuild the wall. And then more than talk, the next part of that verse says, so they began the good work. We need to do more than talk. Collaboration is committing to an outcome. We have to commit to an outcome. It isn't a matter of connecting with others. To me, connecting with others is calling my buddy and saying, hey, you want to go out for coffee? I'll meet you over at. That's connecting. There's nothing wrong with that. It's actually good. You're spending time with people. So you're connecting there. And it's not a matter of just cooperating with others. Can you pass the sugar? Okay, I can cooperate with that, and I'll pass the sugar to you. nor is it a matter of coordinating things with others. I need a ride to get down to the coffee shop. You sensing a theme? I didn't have coffee this morning. Those are all things that are important if you're going to do something, but collaboration is so much deeper. It's a commitment to doing well beyond the surface stuff. I don't know what our surface stuff is. We can be here, and I am so excited, personally, I'm so excited about the direction of City Light Church right now. I'm excited that people, we were here for an ACLP Grow Day a couple weeks back. A guy comes in through the back door and starts talking to me on a Saturday about the church and what we do and stuff. It's like, giddy up. That's not a bad thing. We are getting into the sense of collaboration. We're reaching out. We're doing things. We have to have a kingdom perspective. This is something that's way too important. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, it says, Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce. So, two parts. You're going to live, and because of the way I live, I'll produce fruit. Tim, I think the last two or three weeks we've had some chats about producing fruit and plants and that type of thing. We know that it has to be a good fruit. If we're going to plant something, it has to be good seed. It has to be something that we can count on. You live and you will produce good fruit if you take it to heart. We need a kingdom, as I said earlier, we need a kingdom mindset. And it's interesting, lingo. You get caught up in some lingo. There's spiritual or biblical or theological lingo, or there's police lingo, or I bet you there's some things that Jordan could say about electricity. He has his own lingo, though. We'll have to leave him to that. We have a lingo at times. What I want you to understand is that when I talk about a kingdom mindset is, Jesus, what do you want? What do you need from me? What do you want me to do? We collaborate. I'm going to take on a mission. I'm going to take on the mission with you. And together we're going to multiply and have an impact. Matthew 25:40, and the king will say, I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. We talked in life group, I think, last Wednesday about if you give a cup of water in my name, how tough is that? Christy brought me a bottle of water. Bless her heart. But we don't have to be the guys that do all this, the work. We have a king who says, come, collaborate with me and watch us go. Our mission, I say it pretty much every time I have the opportunity to speak. Our mission is go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this. This is a good ending. I am with you always, even to the end. Our mission today, if we're going to go and we're going to collaborate on things, we need to go, we need to make, we need to baptize, we need to teach, knowing full well that as part of the body, the king is here.